Hello and welcome to this special budget podcast. I'm your host Anubhav Sahu and I will be talking about healthcare sector. In the calendar year 2020, challenges for the sector ranged from allocating capex, R&D and capacity for COVID-related drugs and managing raw material supply chain. Pandemic also exposed various long-term concerns for the sector ranging from subpar budget allocation for healthcare to skewed import dependence for raw materials. In this context, Budget 21 has a task cut out to meet both transitional and strategic needs for the sector. Transitional part, which itself is a multi-year challenge, is the need to control COVID spread through effective vaccination drive. As per our estimates, at least ₹30,000 crore budget allocation would be needed to cover vaccine procurement to meet 50% population coverage. Including need for storage, transportation and distribution of COVID vaccines, this one-time allocation could be of the order of ₹80,000 crore. To provide a perspective, such an allocation would be more than current budgetary allocation to healthcare sector from the centre government. In the upcoming budget, additional incentives can be expected for companies involved in COVID vaccine rollout to promote R&D and investment behind capacity addition. In this case, listed companies to watch out would be Cadila, Aurobindo, Wockhardt and Dr. Reddy's. Coming to the strategic bit, there are two elements to it. One, total public health expenditure in India, including that of state and centre government, has been hovering close to 1.3% of GDP, which is quite abysmal compared to OECD countries' average of 7.6%. Note that public health comes under the state list and has larger participation on the fiscal side is from the state governments. However, centre government has a crucial role in terms of enabling health policies, programs and resources. Overall, low public health expenditure has led to the states that India has one of the highest out-of-pocket expenditure. This amounts to about 63% of total spending on health. Current pandemic has accentuated this gap and we expect high allocation to schemes such as Jan Aushadhi and Ayushman Bharat. Note that as per National Health Policy 2017, total public health expenditure is targeted to reach 2.5% of GDP by 2025. Other strategic element is the theme of self-reliance, need to reduce dependency on imports, particularly for APIs and key starting materials. Broadly to address this, Government of India has introduced series of production-linked incentive schemes. While industry has shown interest for these schemes, there are several apprehensions given the gestation period, investment needed and China's predatory pricing practices. Industry hence would be looking for further incentives in this direction in the upcoming budget. Investors should keep a watch on few of the stocks in this space benefiting on account of backward integration, cost leadership or scale of operations. Stocks to watch are Ipca Labs, Valiant Organics, Solara Active, Granules, IOL Chemicals and Davis Lab. With this, it's a wrap on this podcast. Stay locked on to Money Control for more updates. Thanks for listening.